I'm the power of God's word.
This is David Michael with your Power Scripture of the Week. This week we continue in our series on what is referred to as the Sermon on the Mount, which is found in Matthew chapter 5 verses 3 to 10. Now, in this Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gives us a list of 8 blessings that has become known as the Beatitudes. Today we'll look at the 4th saying on the list, and Jesus says, "Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." Now, righteousness in its most basic definition would mean someone who acts in an upright and or moral manner. However, in a biblical context, righteousness is often used in a much deeper sense, for God is righteous, meaning in a pure and holy manner. And in this sense, we need to consider Romans chapter 3, verse 10, which says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." Well, that's right. I mean, compared to the holiness of God, none of us are righteous. And it's this form of righteousness Jesus speaks of. In a broad sense, we're talking about sanctification in Christ. We cannot of ourselves reach God's definition of righteousness, but through the power of the Holy Spirit working in our lives, we begin to change. Now, it's important to note that Jesus does not say, "Blessed are those who have hungered," but rather, "Blessed are those who do hunger." In other words, this spiritual growth is an ongoing process. That is, it's not a one-time thing. We need to continue pursuing God's holiness, pursuing grace and knowledge of Jesus, daily dying to our old ways and replacing those old ways with the righteousness of God. But you see, this is a choice we make. God will not force his changes upon us. It requires the willingness and freely given cooperation on our part. We can choose to submit our old ways or not. But understand, submission is difficult, and this is no exception. Now, because this hunger and thirsting of righteousness is continuously needed, it therefore establishes a demanding requirement on our part. You see, most of us believe we have a desire for his righteousness, but we need to ask ourselves, how deep is that desire? Because the truth is, when the time comes to make that choice, many of us are not prepared to make the effort or sacrifice needed. It is those times when we truly see the level of desire we have. So the question remains to each of us, how much do we want the righteousness of God? Do we want it as much as a starving man desires food or a thirsty man wants water? If so, then Jesus says, we shall be satisfied. If you have any questions, thoughts, or comments, please feel free to email me at logicandfaith@yahoo.com. This has been your Power Scripture of the Week. Until next time, this is Dave, signing out.